I just wanted to do a little parsha. A little parsha. You know what parsha is?
Mitzora.
How do you say it?
Mitzora.
I can't say it right. Mitzora. It's not such an Ashkenazi. Mitzora. How do you say it? Yeah, that's good. Mitzora. You know, anything you say at Tazria, you can say about Mitzora. You know, it's all about Lashon Hara and all about that stuff. But it's interesting, when the Mitzora becomes Tahar, he brings a carbon. The carbon consists of two tziporim, two birds. And what do you do with those birds?
Set one free.
What?
It goes free.
One's a carbon and one's set free. You know, freedom! And he flies off and he yells, freedom! What?
Fried free
little bird, you know? Free Willy. The bird's name is Willy. But anyway, and that's a big pella, you know. Since, first of all, no place in the Torah you have a carbon, you bring them to Beis HaMikdash, and then you take them out, go. That's not a carbon. Suddenly here, it's a carbon. Why is it here a carbon? And free a bird, what does this mean? Shecht one bird, free another bird. So, the Baal HaMikdash says something very, very, very important about this. Lots of times, when the guy's a Baal Teshuva, he's going to go really, as I always tell some people here, black and white. There's black or white. There's no... See, there's no sweatshirt. What's your pants?
Gray.
The pants are black. What's your shirt?
White.
And what's your sweatshirt?
Gray.
So there's no sweatshirt. There's no gray area. You know what the gray area is? There's only black and white. There's no gray area. That's like a person who's in Mitzora, he knows he uses Lashon, like we spoke yesterday. I mean last week. Chatei Lashon. He knows he didn't speak. Most Baal Teshuvas I know that are black and white are going to say, okay, I'm doing tshuva. I'm not talking anymore. I'm not talking anymore. Yeah, that's all. Yeah. He comes home. Yeah. No talking anymore. Most Baal Teshuvas I know. That's the way it is. Or the least possible. Can you imagine learning with Chavrusa, who doesn't talk? Some people, it's like that. The Chavrusas don't talk. Some Chavrusas are like that. Well, they just listen. They don't talk. Listen, you read. I'll just listen, okay? Some people are like that. Chavrusas don't talk. But that's what's going to happen here. The Torah knows that that's what happens to Baal Teshuva. The Torah wants to say, that's not what's supposed to be. That's not what's supposed to be that happens to Baal Teshuva. Everything in the world has good and has bad. Everything. You know, someone who's nichshol in something on the internet, and he's going to say, okay, all internet is usser, nothing. And then I want him to listen to the shir. I can't. The shir is on a smartphone. I can't. No. There's mutter, there's heter, and there's isser. There's mitzvah, there's not mitzvah. Everything is like that. That's pshat here, that it's a carbon for what you did bad. We have to realize if it would have been just shecht, slaughter the bird. That means you're slaughtering your lashon, and everything's bad. No, and take another bird which is also connected to your lashon and let it free. Your tongue could go free, and your tongue could be quieted. It depends for what. For mitzvahs and for Torah, for doing good deeds, even for being a nice person. Your tongue is fine. It's for the chet erashon. So people shouldn't be like that. The Torah gives this mitzvah. One bird shechted, that's what karmachatos is about. You shecht the part, you shecht, it deserves to be shechted. Yes, your erashon deserves to be shechted. But Lashon also deserves to go free. Has freedom also. He's got to know how to use it. Yes.
Why a bird, any animal? Because it tweets a lot and makes a lot of noise?
That's what the Rashi says. Shepit pet. Chirps. People speak like they're not talking, they're chirping. They chirp, chirp. Yeah. You know, there's amazing savings on what you call it? You know, everything's inexpensive, right? I was standing there and there's a bird going over. I heard it. Cheep, chirp, cheep, chirp, cheep, cheep. All right. Stupid joke. Cheep, cheep. Just to clarify.
Yes. Clarification on the joke,
please. What? Okay. That's one thing you have to know about Metzora. Another thing about Metzora. I don't know if we should close this or not for this. If there's a Shaila, please close it.
Yeah,
close it for a few minutes.
Very great.
That was the last of our Torah. That was about the birds. You're still in the gray area.
That's so black and white.
Okay. Now I want to read you a little. When you want to know about Pesach, you want to know about the Seder, you want to know about stuff, you go to the Rishonim. You go to Rishonim, see what the Rishonim said about it. The Rishonim talked about the most was the Sefer Chinuch. Everyone, if I were you guys, and I was, but I'd be learning with every parsha the Sefer Chinuch and the parsha. You don't have to learn Minchas Chinuch, but Sefer Chinuch and the parsha. You know, you should be learning that. So learn Sefer Chinuch and the parsha. What?
Where
the Chinuch are we? We're going to start now. If I'm not mistaken, there's 20-something mitzvos l'gabe Pesach. And the Sefer Chinuch goes through every single one of those mitzvos. So, in mitzvah Chaf Aleph, in Bo, in mitzvah Sipur Mesiyas Mitzrayim, I had all these kind of plans. I wanted to make copies for all of you, and I forgot. And I forgot.
Should we put it on the board, Rebbe?
What?
Should we put it on the board?
I don't know how to do that.
I could.
You could do it with me reading it and put it on the board?
It's
going
to be 5 minutes.
What?
Yeah, it'll be 5 minutes.
Well, no, this is
reform
stuff. I'll read it. You tell me how it works out. Okay. If it doesn't work out, we'll put it on the board. Vinyan mitzvah. He starts off, what's the mitzvah? Zechar l'siyas Mitzrayim. Zechiris nisim. Shiyiskor hanisim v'anyonim shi'iru ravaseinu b'siyas Mitzrayim. We have to remember what happened in Siyas Mitzrayim. V'ech lokach ha'kel Yisborach nikmasenu mehem. Afilu beino u'benatzmo. And I have to do it by myself. If I'm sitting at the Seder myself, I got to do it myself. No one really understood this until 2 years ago. 2 years ago, when COVID first started, that first Seder, so many people were by themselves. And it was very hard to do the Seder. But this is what they talk about all the time. You have to do it by yourself. Talk to, you know, act like Clarence at the Seder. You ever see Clarence learn? Yeah. That's great. Yeah, Clarence.
Wilcox.
Oh, he's not Clarence anymore.
Yosef.
He's Yosef. Okay. But you watch him learning, and it's a mind-boggling. What? I get transquisite by watching him learn. Okay. You got to do it to yourself. You got to tell yourself the story. One second. Are you being chametz into a clean room?
Yeah.
And whose birthday is it? Whose birthday is it?
Last Shabbos, no?
Last Shabbos.
Let's go on. ואפילו אין שם חיים, חייב הוצי, we're doing this now, חייב הוצי הדבר בפיו, כדי שסעור ליבו בדבר, כי בדיבו יסער הלב, כי בדיבו יסער הלב. So first of all, we have to talk about the Nisim. We don't know why yet. Mishar Shei Mitzvah Zu. When you learn Chinuch, it says the Inyan Mitzvah, and then the Shorish of the Mitzvah. They're basically always the same. There's not much of a difference between Inyan Mitzvah and Shorish Mitzvah. Mishar Shei Mitzvah, Mashikasa Makar Pesach. Ve'ein Min HaTema, Im Bo Ranu Mitzvos Rabos Al Zeh. Now the Sefer Chinuch says this twice in Karban Pesach. One time he answers one thing, and the next time he answers another thing. We'll do them both. But the question is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, and we lived in huts or Anan HaKavod. How many mitzvahs do we have about that? One, right? Oh, Hashem wants to make a holiday Sukkot. How many mitzvahs? One. We'll live in Esrig. Okay? Suddenly, for Mitzvah Pesach, there's 21 mitzvahs. You need 21 mitzvahs to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim? We need 21 mitzvahs for. One should be enough. We should take the matzos and like wave them or build a hut out of matzah or something. But, 21 mitzvahs for one remembrance? It's not minatema. We have a lot of mitzvos on this. Mitzvos esse, mitzvos rota say, ki you sowed gadol va'amud chazak b'terseinu m'neseinu. Yetzias Mitzrayim is the foundation of Judaism. The foundation of Judaism is Yetzias Mitzrayim. We're talking the foundation of Judaism. Okay. Jurassic Park?
That is just the classic tune.
Okay.
Is that where they got it?
Is that Jurassic Park?
No.
What?
It definitely sounds like it.
Doesn't it sound like it? Yeah, that's Jurassic Park.
It's close. Very close.
Okay.
Very close.
Okay, now. Jurassic Park. Shall I watch this? Amud Chazak, but they're saying it, but they're saying it. That's why so many things that we do, we say Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. Even Shabbos. Shabbos, Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. What's Shabbos going to do with Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim? But we always, everything Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, because that's the foundation of Judaism. It's the foundation. Refishu Ranu Os Umofis Gomor Bechidish Olam. It's the foundation because Yetzias Mitzrayim taught us about the beginning of the world, about the Chiddush Olam, taught us about creation. Chiyesh al kakadmon chafetz v'yachol. There's a God who wants to do things and can do things. Paul called nimtzos arayesh shehem arav. And he's able to just make anything he wants. U'biyad reshnosam arayesh yachbots. And he could make nature, and then he could change nature, and then change it again. Kadosh Baruch Hu could do everything. That's what making the world was. But how do we know that? We know that from Yetzias Mitzrayim, because that's what Hashem did in Yetzias Mitzrayim to teach us, I created the world. So it's all based, even the creation of the world, our belief of creation of the world, is based on Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's all based on that. If we wouldn't have Yetzias Mitzrayim, none of us would believe in the creation of the world. It would be like the Big Bang Theory or something, whatever that is. But Yetzias Mitzrayim taught us what it is, yes?
Are there connected within the Bria Sa'olam and Yetzias Mitzrayim? Like parallels?
Yes. The Kli Yakar says yes. Okay. It's right here, page. Okay.
Is that the one we did last year?
There's two of them. I don't know which one we did last year.
He goes through all the mock.
That's the second one, not that one.
Which one is it?
The first one.
In Parshas
Bo. Yeah. Thank you. Oh, wait, 1 second. Come on. Yes.
I got it.
What?
I got it.
You did? You got this?
Yes. Yeah, sure.
I put it up. Is it going to go up here?
It should.
Other side.
We can go on then.
Waste some more. Let me share it.
Sorry.
How come nothing's happening? Oh, you okay? You go along with me. Let's go along. Okay, five lines from the bottom. Kmo shasim Mitzrayim, like he did in Mitzrayim. Shishina tivei olam b'shvilenu. He changed the teva olam for us. V'asalanu also some chudashim gedolim v'atzumim. Haloze meshatek kol kofer b'chirish olam. Anyone who's kofer b'chirish olam, hey, no one created the world. The world was by itself. No. From Yisir to Shrine, you see, there's a God and God created the world. U'mekayim amunah b'diyas Hashem Yisbarach. So the first thing the Chinuch says is, we have 21 mitzvos about Yisias Mitzrayim because it's the yisod of our Amunah. We have to remember, learn from Yisias Mitzrayim. What do we learn from Yisias Mitzrayim? HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does everything. That's what we have to learn from Yisias Mitzrayim. Now, we go over to Mitzvah Tezayin. Mitzvah Tezayin. Al Tachshov B'ni. Mitzvah Tezayin. That's Tezvav. Tezayin. Val Tachshov B'ni. You see that on top over there?
Left column.
Right there. Now what the Chinuch is going to do now is going to say the theme of the whole Sefer. Right now we're learning the theme of the... Does anybody know the theme of the whole Sefer? What? But what's the theme of the Sefer? No. The whole Sefer has one theme. And here's where he says it. So it's good just for you to know this, that the Sefer Chinuch is built on a theme. And what's the theme? Are you listening, Hananya? The theme. Al tachshav b'ni litvos al divrei dvar v'lomar ramezei yitzava otanu shem yisbarach rasos kol el zikron osunes. Why are we doing all this? 21 mitzvos to remember oneness. You see, it's right. Why? V'lo bizkorn echad yara davar machshavtenu. One mitzvah would be enough. V'yishkach m'pizareinu. If we only have matzah, we probably remember it the same way. Ki lo mechachma titvaseinu al zeh, which is a saying he uses, you can't catch me with chachma, there's more chachma involved. U'mashavas hanar yisecha davrakein. It's just because you're childish that you're asking this question. You're a child and you don't really understand what's going on in the world. V'ata b'ni, now my son, in bina shemat zos, V'hatei uznecha shema. If you're smart, listen. Give me your ear. Alamdecha l'hoel b'Torah mitzvos. I'm going to tell you the yisod of Torah mitzvos. This is the chinuch theme of the whole sefer. Ki da ki adam nifal kefi pulosav. That's the whole sefer. Adam nifal kefi pulosav. What does that mean? A person becomes, or he works, or he becomes, what through his actions. It's not through your thoughts, it's through your actions. V'libo v'chol machshavosav tamid achar maisav shu'osa behem. Your heart and your thought goes after what you do, not what you say and not what you think, but what you do. Are you following me there? Im tov v'mra. For the good or the bad. V'afilu rasha gamor bilvavo. A rasha gamor bilvavo. V'chol yetzer machshavosav libo rak kol yayim. You're a rasha, and all day you're planning how to do rishas. You're planning bad things. Im yira rucho, yara rucho, V'yasim hishtadluso v'asku basmada b'torah mitzvos. If a Rebbe comes over to him and says, I don't care what you think. I don't care what you're doing. Just learn. Just learn. He says, but I don't believe in this. It's nothing. I don't care. Just learn. Afilu shlo l'shem shemayim. Not l'shem shemayim. He's paid to do it. Miyad n'nata el tov. Since you're doing it, you will change. If you do it, you'll change. If you learn Torah, you'll change to be a Torah Jew. Ubekoch ma'isav yamis hayetzahara. Your actions could kill the Yetzahara. Actions could kill the Yetzahara. Ki achrei hapulos nimshachem halavavos. That's the end of the sentence. Adam Paul kafin Adam nifal kafin polasav and achrei hapulos nimshachem halavavos. Your heart doesn't go after your mind. Your heart goes after your maisim. But one second. You ask questions. I just want to finish this. Now the second way, a person that tzadik gamur, uvavi yosher b'tamim, chafes b'torah mitzvos, is a tzadik chafes b'torah mitzvos. Imula yasok tamid b'dvarim shel dofi. This happened many times, where the government in different countries, out generations, would go to a city and take the tzadikim and tell them they must do a terrible job. The one the Gemara was, you are the cashier at the brothel. You are the cashier at the Bet Zonot. You know what that is? Good. Bad. I don't know. But you're the cashier. You can be the biggest tzaddik, but if you sit there for a month being the cashier there, you're going to change. Because Adam Nifal Kepi Pulaso, it's by your actions that causes what you are. Kilu Tomar Derech Mashal Shechrucha Melech Emineu Bemuna Ra. The king forced him. That was that story. The king forced him to do Emuna Ra. Or the king forced him, there's another story, the king forced him to, it wasn't taking taxes in those days. It was just going to a person's house and stealing everyone for the king. Oh, you're the king stealer. You know? You're not going to be a tzaddik anymore once you start doing this. You're not going to be. Be'emes im kol isko tamid kayom ba'osu umnos yoshev uzman izmanim mitzitkas liba liyaz rosh gomor ki yadua hadavar ve'emes shekol adam nifal kafi polosav kamoshe amarnu. Therefore, what's the answer? So what's his answer? His son asked him, why do we have 21 mitzvos? And he answered, adam nifal kafi polosav. So what was his answer? The more you do, that means it's very hard. The believing in Yetzias Mitzrayim is not easy. For us, Yetzias Mitzrayim is a story. You know, like, but do we really believe? Do we really believe? Zok d'chinuch. Therefore, you have 21 mitzvahs to do. The more you do, even if you don't believe, you will believe. That's the more you do. You got to do it. So nowadays, we don't have the 21 mitzvos. We have somewhat less. We have bdika, bdikas chametz. We have not eating chametz. We have matzah. We have what else do we have? What? If Mar's deraisa. What? That's secret season shrine. We got levelcha. Aruch Hashem is Drabanan. Yeah. I don't know how many derises we have now. 4 or 5 derises, but still, doing those. But you know what it says here? You know what it says here? That why are we doing the Haggadah? Why are we doing Sibur Mitzvah Yisrael? So it says here, why are we doing it? It's one of the 21 things we do in order to what?
For the children to build the foundation.
No, that's not what we just learned. To believe Yetzias Mitzrayim happened, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world, and there's Hashgacha Pratis in the world. That's what we're doing. So when we're doing Haggadah, you have to realize this. It's so important. You know, a lot of people let's read Haggadah, and you read Haggadah, and you say Torah and Haggadah. And you come out 2 o'clock in the morning, Oh, that was a great Haggadah. Were you mekayim the mitzvah at all?
No.
Because what is the mitzvah? Experiencing it and knowing it happened, this happened. That means you have to come out by saying, wow, God created the world. So that's what the Chinuch is telling you. You have to come out of that Haggadah saying, God created the world. Therefore, it says, you have to experience that Haggadah as if you're there. Why you have to experience that Haggadah as if you're there? So you believe, look, it happened. God changed nature. And it happened. Oh, I believe God created the world. So it's unbelievable. You could be the most Kol Hamar Bahareza Meshubach. And you could be one of these Meshubach guys. And do it till 3 o'clock in the morning and come out not doing the mitzvah. That has to be on your mind when you finish that Haggadah. Wow, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and everything in Seichel is here to try him because we believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes?
Two things, Rabbi. Why can't we have one mitzvah? Is there enough in having one mitzvah 21 times?
What?
I mean, the pshat is to have a lot of things, have two things and just do it a lot.
Right, so therefore the Chinuch says in other places, people get bored. It's called... in English, it's called familiarity breeds contempt. Contempt. If you see, you do something a lot, you just get sick of it. So, 21 different things, each one telling us the same thing. That's what's...
The other shayla I have is, what is the hesber of Achrei HaPaalotim Shachem HaLevavos? What is the...
So I'll tell you what, another time he says it. Another time he says it in the Chinuch. He asks a question. He says, it says you gotta give tzedakah. One of the tzedakah, now tzedakah is chesed. One of the biggest tzedakahs is Maiser Ani. Maiser Ani. He asks, that's not chesed. It's a mitzvah. I gotta do it. So how can you call that chesed? Giving truma, giving meiser. What kind of chesed is that? You know, I gotta do it? He says, Adam nifak people are so. If you do chesed, you'll become a Baal chesed. If you do chesed, you become a chesed. If a kosh tells you, give meiser ani, I will, my heart will become a better heart. And I will want to get stuck. I'll do it. That's another place he says it.
So why don't we get, if a guy wants to have a hislavus and a vodas Hashem, and you know, why are we quick to, you know, not let people do stuff like that? Let's say a guy comes from back there to Israel and he's excited and he's, you know, he's chuckling and he's all, you know, Achrei HaPaalotim from Shachem HaLevavos. What's unhealthy about that, or what?
Okay, now you're getting into something that's a very hard topic. It says, Achar HaPulas Nimshachas HaLevavos. Every Pula, if I decide baseball makes me closer to God. So if I play baseball 24 hours a day, I become close to God. Achar HaPulas Nimshachas HaLevavos. Is that true? It has to be certain Pulas, right? That's what this is all about. What pulas are you doing? Yes.
Are you saying that this Adam Nepal the Fi Pulosov, Adam Nepal the Fi Pulosov is a memela?
That's what the Chinuch says. It's a memela. It happens. That's exactly what it means. Levavos Nimshachas Ara Pulosov. It happens to your heart.
Does that mean that it's only when a person is mechavin? His kavan is rock on that stuff and nothing else that it's in Mela?
No.
No? A person could be learning and also doing secular stuff and his pulosa is to be achar the pulosa of the Torah?
I don't know about that. I don't know. I really don't know. You're getting into also very hard stuff. You want this to be black and white and it's not.
I'm trying to figure out.
That's what you're trying to figure out. No, you're right. You're trying to make it into black and white, and it's not. There's a lot of gray area. There is.
A person could be osik b'torah and secular stuff and still.
There's some people who believe yes, and some people believe no.
The people who believe in no are black and white.
What? No, but it could be. It is black and white. I mean, there are things in the world that are black and white, like emuna. Either you have or you don't. There's no gray area. There's no half emuna. It's like pregnant. Okay, it's black and white. For example, the Aruch, there's a great Aruch Chaim. The great Aruch Chaim says that when you have a mitzvah in Ir Nedachas to kill the other people in Ir Nedachas, right? The mitzvah in Ir Nedachas, kill other people. And it says, and if you do it, Hashem will give you rachamim. And if you kill the people, and the Aruch Chaim says, what does it mean? If you kill the people, Hashem will give you rachamim. So Aruch Chaim says that you could. The Aruch Chaim uses this, and the Aruch Chaim says you could take the biggest rachman in the whole world, and if you tell him become an executioner, he says in my country, where does Aruch Chaim live? What?
Morocco.
If you in Morocco, there was the executioner. They used to take the most pious, the nicest person in the village and make him the executioner. He said after about 5 executions, the guy would be become the biggest akhzar in the world. He'd become a terrible person. He says, you take the tzaddikim and you say, kill the people in Hashem wants you to kill the people in the Yedachas. As soon as they kill that killing them, they become terrible Achzorim, he says. Therefore, there's a special promise Hashem. Kill, and I'll make you a Rachman. Hashem says, I'm not going to let this happen to you. That's the only time Hashem promises that. The only time he promises where your Lev is not Nimchash Akeprosav is by killing in the Irdachas. That's what Aruch Chaim says. It's unbelievable. What? That what? Briti Shalom. That's not for like a nation, it's just Pinchas, yeah. And also, you know it's because of this? What? There are those who say it. The only problem is with that is Pinchas did it once. One pu'ula will change you? Yeah, could be. Could be if you commit murder. Then you're a murderer, and nothing's going to help you. Could be. Yes.
You said for the with regards to the story of the Haggadah, to have belief. It's not just enough to have belief that it happened. We have to experience it and feel like we have to relive the event.
Right.
But why is that with regards to the Haggadah only? I mean, throughout the Torah, we believe in all the whole Torah happened, but we don't have that whole thing of reliving it and feeling it. What's so special about the story of the Haggadah?
So we do, really. We do. We have it every day, twice a day. We say Shema. We have it. We're really supposed to do this every day. And when Hashem wants you to daven and say Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad Hashem Echad, He wants you to believe in it. What does He say to talk about? It's Yitz Mitzrayim. That's what we do. But that is a learning thing. It's a one-time thing. It's not enough to ingrain. That's not enough to ingrain it in your. Kashrut gives you a mitzvah once a year. Once a year, one night a year, I want you to ingrain this into your heart and mind. Kashrut who created the world, and there's hashkacha pratis. That's what you have to do. That's what you have to do Pesach night. Okay, if you come out of the Seder without that, you've missed the boat.
How do you live that?
Oh, therefore, it's very hard. I mean, you know, I tell you what I did last year. Last year, I went to my son River Falls' house, and during the Seder, we made a whole play with his kids and his family. I was Paro, of course, and Ozzy was my henchman with a whip, and. We whipped people and hit people, and people had to work. We made a whole play, and they came out. They came out knowing. And I had little frogs, and we threw them at each other. And then we took out the ice box and threw ice at each other. I mean, you know, it was a zach. It was a zach. They weren't. That's your father's house. They only have, like, after Seder, the house was a wreck. You know, it was a wreck. There was nothing left in the house, but he's happy.
Maybe ice was for the Makah Hill?
Barad.
Barad.
Yeah.
So, Rebbe, someone that doesn't play out.
What?
Someone that doesn't play out, what are they supposed to
do? I don't know. That's what's hard. That's why it's so hard. That you're asking his question. In the time of the Beis Hamikdash, you needed 21 mitzvahs for it to work. We only have four.
That means not really.
That means we have to try our hardest to do it. You have to try, even talk about it. Talk about Hashem made Barad, which was water and ice. And everyone says, oh, there was a nest, it was water and ice. That's not the point. The point is, it was a nest that proved that Hashem changes nature. How could you change nature unless you made nature? You have to say that. You can't change nature unless you made nature.
I think we should ignore all the like studies that like try to prove exactly how every single moth really fits with the nature.
Yeah.
Like that's the antithesis of this, no?
Yeah.
Those are horrible.
Yeah.
People. Okay.
Yes, horrible people. Yes.
Can I ask a massive mushroom question then?
What?
If the whole thing of Bard is interesting, that who changed? Who made nature could change nature. How could
he who changes nature must have made nature.
How could it be that it's on a person to change his teva?
Oh, wow. What's the teretz?
Give us the ability to do it. You have to tell him what's on the team. You have to tell him
what's on the team. But teretz is, you're using the word teva for nature. You don't have a nature. Like they said, you tell him Kim. What's your teva?
A goof.
What's your teva? Nefesh. We went through it last week. You're Ur V'Choshech. You're Behemah and Adam. You have two natures. Okay? Anyone, have a great, great Pesach. If you're in Israel, please come visit on Chol Hamoed. What? I'm in Ramat Beit Shemesh. The family's name is Sanders.
I'll text
you for the address. Okay. Happy birthday. I'm being Yotze Bir Chametz.